Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Keys of Life. Well, I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service, and I'm very happy to be here. Well, as the usual format of this program, we are going to go through the very famous book, which is The Twin for Mafatih al-Jinan, that is called Mafatih al-Hayat, which is literally translated to The Keys of Life. The title of this program, actually hits the heart. That's very interesting. You know, it's very cool to feel like there's this conduct book that gives you the ways, the keys to a perfect life, the keys to the life that you pretty much love to get into. This title is very interesting, and the book, if you go for it, has got a lot of important concepts to open up in your mind and give you some ideas about what to do in life, how to do it, and what intention we have to do it, and things like that. Well, this book is very interesting, actually. Since I've started studying this book, I have came to know more of details about my religion, about how to do things in my everyday life, about some very important details that you might not even think to be considered in any religion, but these very important details, these very delicate details, are brought down and jotted down in this book, so you can have some hints and clues about them. So previously on The Keys of Life, we talked about working and not staying idle. The important thing about this book is that it gives you an account of whatever narration that has been narrated by Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So it's actually more of a conduct book that gives you the ways of living. I would like to call it that way. So since we were talking about working, not staying idle, being attentive in the thing we do, being productive, and then not being lazy, well, which I already talked about it, that laziness is considered to be a condemned behavior, because that is going to just take you back in life, and it's not going to help you improve yourself and evolve into the better version of yourself, and also be fruitful for the people around you, be a beneficial person for the people in your circle. So in order to elaborate more on that, because I think that's a very important topic to discuss, because right now, maybe many people might say that in modern days, there is no one who could claim that I'm lazy, that I do nothing, because everybody is in need of money and they have to go for a special sort of a routine and for a special job in order to at least feed themselves. Well, this is a very primary fact and outcome of working. The very primary purpose of going for a job is to actually gain some money in order to not die out of, not having a single piece of bread to eat. But then these are very primary things. The important part is that the job that you're doing must be productive. I mean, like as in there are many people who go for a routine that is so repetitive, though that's also appreciated because they're doing something in their life. But personally, I feel like going for a job with intention to be productive and to be a help for every single person in this world is going to be considered as the most important part of life. So let's keep it in here, go for a short break, and then we'll be back to continue.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان نماز این قصاب داره فلان روزو نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فلان درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So welcome back. This is The Keys of Life. We are talking about Mafatih al-Hayat, that is The Keys of Life. And then we were talking about not being lazy and not staying idle, because an idle mind is the devil's workplace. So we have that focus and attention in our religion as well. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, if the hardships of a work is too much, then you can think about the hardships of not doing a thing at all. That's going to be more detrimental. The things that might happen to do after too much of jobs that is so hard, and it seems to be like a drudgery to you. So the main purpose of working, as I just said, is to achieve money, is to gain money, but at the same time, it will keep you away from being idle. You see, the focus that we put on not staying idle is because when you're not doing anything, when your mind is not engaged in a job, then there is a great chance for you to get trapped in problems, in thinkings that are not wanted, actually. So just going for work, just having a routine for the things that you do in your life as your job is going to keep you away from staying lazy, from being lazy, from doing nothing. And you see, there's another important factor in here, which is when you do not do a job, when you do not have a routine, then actually you're going to lose your motivation and your driving force for life. The passion that every single person feels toward life is because of the thing they do. Sometimes we come to say that, okay, having a routine is going to be so boring, it's going to make you feel like, okay, I don't have enough of time to go for the things I love to do. But trust me, when you do not have a special routine, when you do not follow a special job in your life, then you're not going to do anything, because then you'd feel like all the time you feel sleepy, all the time you feel you're not in the mood for doing anything. And then when you get used to your comfort zone, then it's very difficult to drag you out of that situation that you're put in, and it's very difficult for you to be engaged in the hardships of life. Another outcome of working and not staying lazy is that it would make you an active person in a way that you would never get used to being that idle person who's not doing anything. So this in itself has got a lot of goodness and blessing. And as I told you, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam all the time recommend us to stay away from laziness, because if you stay away, if you go for a job, then you're going to have a passion for your life, then you're going to have a more of creativity, and then you just start to be productive even in your own personal life. So it would give you some driving force to continue on life, and it would keep you away from depression. So this is a very important factor as well. Because nowadays in modern life, as we are not going for anything, as we do not do anything, I mean, any much of thinking about the things that we do in our life, we might get into depression and think, okay, I am just like going through the same circle, the same repetitive circle every day. And so what's the purpose of life? So you just start asking yourself these sort of questions. But if you go for a job that is productive, that gives you the feeling of confidence, the feeling that you have a passion to continue your life, then it is not likely to get into the trap of depression. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This was all the time that we had for today. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.